This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Heavy rain in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. The start of the rainy season and the possibility of flooding increased fears that the densely populated enclave's sewage system will be overwhelmed and disease will spread. The World Health Organization said last week Gaza faced an increased risk of disease spreading because Israeli air bombardments had disrupted the health system, limited access to clean water, and caused people to crowd in shelters. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington on Tuesday for a march for Israel to show solidarity with Israel in its war with Hamas and condemn rising anti-Semitism.
We
Streets were closed around much of downtown amid heightened security as people gathered on the National Mall. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a temporary spending bill that would avert a government shutdown with broad support from lawmakers in both parties. The legislation, which would extend government funding through mid-January, now heads to the Senate, where Democratic and Republican Party leaders have voiced support. The United States is hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week. Leaders from the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group are gathering in San Francisco, California, to talk trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. VOA's Lori London reports.
The main summit event will be on the sidelines, where President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to have a face-to-face meeting Wednesday. But White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says while the Biden summit with China's leader may get all the attention,
President Biden will be doing a lot more than just meeting with President Xi. He'll be welcoming leaders from across the Asia-Pacific for APEC Economic Leaders Week at a moment when the most dynamic economic region in the world is looking to the United States as the leading economy in the world.
Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Somalia is dealing with floods that reportedly have killed more than 30 people, caused widespread destruction of infrastructure, and forced 500,000 people to seek safety on higher ground. The World Food Program warns climate shocks from drought to floods are prolonging the hunger crisis in Somalia. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
World Food Program spokesperson in Somalia, Patrick Wilton, says WFP was able to mitigate impacts before the floods hit. He says the agency, working with the government, activated an anticipatory action plan to deliver cash transfers and warning messages to families about where the rains would be heaviest. The plan gave families advance information so they could protect themselves from the floods. It also gave them money to buy food at a time when their cupboards were bare. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Local authorities and civil society leaders say extremist-linked rebels killed at least 44 villagers in Congo's volatile eastern region during separate attacks that started on Sunday night. Eastern Congo has been ravaged by conflict for decades as more than 120 armed groups fight for control of valuable mineral resources and some try to protect their communities. Mass killings by rebels are frequent. The violence has sent nearly 7 million people fleeing their homes. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.